Hello, children. Well, let's continue with the story of Abram. And we're going to jump a few chapters. And we're going to come to a chapter that's number 17, Genesis 17. And this is a story that is going to take place many years after the last story where Abram was told to count the stars. Okay, so Abram has been counting the stars for years. And guess what? He still doesn't have a child. God told him to count the stars and he would give him a child. But he doesn't have a child yet. Not by Sarah, he doesn't. Not by his wife Sarah. So verse 1 of Genesis 17 says, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, 99 years old. I don't know very many people who have made it to 99 years old. That's a long time. That's a long time. Most people never get that old, but Abram did, and he was 99, and God said to him, I am Almighty God, or El Shaddai is the word used there. I am Almighty God. Now you walk before me and be blameless. You be good. You walk righteously before me. And he said, I will make my covenant. I will make a covenant between me and you. A covenant is an agreement. It's when people decide to do something together. And he says, I will multiply you exceedingly. Oof, those are big words. Multiply. What does multiply mean? Well, maybe Chloe is learning her multiplication table. I don't know yet. But multiply is more than add. Multiply means to get big really quickly. And he says, I will multiply you exceedingly. I will really, really make you grow tremendously, is what he's saying. So he's reminding Abram of something, of a promise he made to him. And Abram fell on his face. That was not to hurt himself. He fell on his face means he bowed down to God. And God talked with him saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you. My agreement, I'm making a covenant with you, and you shall be a father of many nations, many peoples. And he's reminding and repeating to Abram his promise that Abram is going to be the father of millions and millions of people. In fact, you know what he does to sort of celebrate that or to give something for Abraham to think about? He says, no longer shall your name be called Abram. Sometimes Opa makes a mistake and calls him Abraham before he's supposed to. Up until now, his name has been Abram, like that, short, Abram. But God said, your name shall now be Abraham. Abraham, what's the difference between Abram and Abraham? Well, Abraham, this is Hebrew, Abraham means a multitude of people, a many, many people, many nations. It means more than Abram. It's longer, it's bigger. It says, for I have made you a father of many nations. So here he is telling Abram, you are now going to be called Abraham. I'm going to call you Abraham. And Abraham's thinking, but wait a minute, I'm 99 years old and I don't have a son yet. This something isn't working. Something isn't going right here. So he's wondering, how in the world is this going to happen? I'm an old man already. But God continues to promise him. So we have to remember that many times God promises things to us that are very hard for us to understand because they require a miracle. They require a special something that only God can do to make them happen. But if God promises it that to us, we can believe him and we can trust him and know it's going to happen, okay? So sometimes we might be in a dangerous situation and we have a promise from God that God will protect us. And we think, man, how in the world is he going to do that? Well, he will, and he will provide for us. He will He will fulfill, he will do his promises. God always does. And he wants us to learn to believe, just like Abram did, even though we can't see everything that he tells us he's going to do or that he is doing, okay? So again, we're learning the same lesson, and we're seeing God teach Abram over and over and over again. Now, believe me, don't quit believing me, because I will give you a son and I will make you a huge family. Okay, so we got to repeat it. Why? Because the Bible repeats it, and it's good to repeat things. It's good to hear things over and over again, the truth, because we need to. Okay, okie dokie, goodbye.